Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? Think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're down? Better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Yeah, break it down. Welcome to the Razor's Edge Wrestling Podcast. I am the good brother, Christian Blends, coming live from Parma, Ohio at Head of State Barbershop right outside of Cleveland. To the left of me, we have the illustrious Matt
Boogs.
Right in front of me.
Bugs.
Okay, you gotta stop that. You're Boogs now. Alright. Right across the street from me. We have Troy Johnson, baby!
Baby.
And then to the right, because he had such a good time the first time, we have TJ back with the podcast. Welcome back.
Yes.
Jeff, welcome.
Wow, guys, wasn't that really smooth?
That was super
it's
smooth.
It's almost like we've done this before.
It's almost like somebody forgot to hit a recording button.
Oh.
There it is.
Was that fast enough?
The illustrious Troy Button.
We need an IT guy.
We do. So, welcome to the podcast. We had a pretty good, pretty great, pretty not great week of wrestling, which is, you know, that's the form as far as WWE goes right now. So, celebrated 20 years of Randy Orton. 20 years. I will always, and I celebrate it every year individually. You understand me?
You too?
No, right. Just me.
Right.
You missed all of Evolution. Let's talk about that.
Right. Yeah,
you missed all Evolution. That's when he took his little break. We've all taken a WWE break, I like to believe. I'm not proud of it, but I've done it. I believe it was right after I dropped off, right after the Ric Flair Shawn Michaels match. Was when
really?
That's when I stopped. I was out for a good 5-6 years.
I was in Orlando and had an opportunity to go, and I was like, nah, I'm not really a big fan right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I like to think we've had a good friendship this whole
right.
time.
Right. Well, this is my last episode.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, it was fun. Books had a good entrance and everything. It was awesome. But yeah, celebrating 20 years of Randy Orton, which is always a beautiful, special thing. I need Randy Orton memoirs from Boogs. Boogs, what's your memoir?
Well,
no.
I gotta say it again.
No.
Yes. Well, he broke his wrist doing his dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's dumb.
It's not dumb.
Viper stomp hand.
Such thingy. A hater.
He's getting pumped,
it's a punch,
man.
Dude.
He's getting pumped. Right.
Yeah. It gets the people going.
Fueling the adrenaline.
All right.
But I would have to say, but my
mama said,
but my legit best memory would be the program he was in with Triple H.
Incredible.
He was like breaking into his house and
incredible
with everything. I think that was the
what was that? That was the Viper Award. He actually got super slim, shaved his head.
Yeah,
it was really selling.
Whoa!
Yeah, speaking of long vipers. Troy.
No, for sure. Mine was when he was became the youngest champion.
Yeah. For sure.
And then Evolution.
Years old.
Was it 23?
Yeah. 23 years old.
Then Evolution turned on him.
August 15th.
Great story.
Didn't he just turn like 23?
Yeah. It was up there. Yeah. You know. TJ, what about you, brother?
I have to say, it's tough. Because, I mean, he wasn't one of my favorite wrestlers. So, I mean, he really wasn't. But overtime grew on me. You know?
Yeah, it's easy to do. You know, vipers, they grow on you.
No.
That was a good one. All right, anyways. I was rudely interrupted by the Troy Button. We're just going to go ahead and start with the worst. We're going to start with the worst one first. You know, I mean, it happened first, so let's get it out the way before we celebrate what was Monday Night Raw. Because when a good Monday Night Raw happens, it's to be celebrated, boys.
Yeah, that's facts.
It is.
Especially as of lately.
Especially as of lately, when SmackDown's been the A show. Hasn't been the A show since Paul Heyman was writing for SmackDown.
True that.
With the fist coming through and the booyaka, booyaka. You know. And Jamie Noble. I think Jamie Noble was the one that brought that whole segment together. You know, that whole place. You know? Nidia. All right, so
Jamie fucking Noble.
The SmackDown show starts with Adam Pearce with a contract signing for Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey. They're I know. All right, yeah. Well, their match is going to be apparently an I Quit match.
She tapped.
Which we haven't seen an I Quit match in,
and,
I feel like,
praying,
in a while.
Ronda Rousey says I quit and never comes back.
That's exactly what's probably going to happen.
I hope so.
Fuck, please leave see them
me alone.
Ronda, I don't see them letting Ronda quit. That kind of diminishes her in a way. You know, Charlotte Flair can take that hit. You know? She's got big enough back for it.
She'll sell
take
it.
That hit for sure.
But yeah, but is she quitting?
Is she quitting? Ah.
Exactly.
She's tapped already?
Yeah.
We haven't seen Ronda tap. Ooh, Chris with the good points. You know? One for me.
Her career hasn't been long enough yet.
Ronda?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so. Yeah. She's got to pay her dues. I feel like you got to pay dues to Charlotte Flair, who will soon...
But yeah, WWE will still give her the title without any dues paid, so...
Yeah.
They do that a lot.
Yeah. Mm. That felt right. That felt right. So, apparently that's going to be a shit show. I think it is, at least. So, she flips the contract table after Charlotte Flair signs it. She flips the table, botches grabbing a kendo stick tucked underneath it.
Yeah. Terribly bad.
It's like they were both looking like, where the fuck did the kendo stick go? She grabs it, starts sort of hitting Ronda with it.
Tapping.
Ronda's neck.
Tapping.
Yeah, tapping lightly. Ronda grabs it, hits her. She bounces out of the ring. Womp, womp, womp. Don't like it. Shit. Shit promo. I don't care for that. I don't think it deserved a contract signing.
No.
No.
Next. All right, boys. You're going to have to dig deep for this one. All right. Gunther. Don't make that. Gunther's a great wrestler.
You don't.
Jesus.
You like him?
I love Gunther. I love Gunther in NXT. I really love Gunther.
I was telling Crystal that. She was like, why? I'm like, he just.
Gunther's great. Gunther's great. It's been a while since we've seen a strong, like, kind of like UK presence. Besides, I mean, you have Sheamus, but Sheamus isn't even from Northern Ireland, so it's not UK. You know, we have Ridge Holland and Butch, but. You know, but I just, you know, Gunther is, yeah, this podcast is brought to you by COVID.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm a big fan of Gunther. Even before when he was known as, what the hell was the other name? Go ahead, Troy. What was Gunther's first name?
He beat the hell out of me.
Walter. He was known as Walter first.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Gunther's not that much better, bro, to be honest. Mm-mm. But.
It's better than Theory.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. The hardest chops in wrestling.
Oh.
Go to Gunther. Gunther will cave your goddamn chest in.
It's a big man.
It is a big man. And he's lost weight. He looks great now. He's reinvented himself. You know, he's got sort of a jawline now, which is really nice. And, you know, like, I'm really enjoying him coming out and squashing people right now.
Yeah.
I'd like to... He's going to be a great heel. 100%. Absolutely going to be a great heel. You know, because in the past, WWE, they've always promoted... whooping the shit out of foreign wrestlers from the Iron Sheik all the way to Rusev.
Yep.
When John Cena beat him in a flag match. Whatever the fuck that means.
Whipping boys.
Yeah. Pretty
whipping,
much.
Whipping boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, it's super easy to hate somebody that's not American. You know? And according to WWE, that's Vince. It was Vince's words. Vince's words.
It's good
I didn't
shit.
Say that.
Where's the Rocky theme music?
Right, absolutely. Look, dude, I'm all for it. I think you should let Theory hold the belt for a little while, and go ahead and let Gunther grab it up off of him.
I like that.
and then turn Theory face? He could be a face.
He could, but I'll...
Remember, John Cena, Dr. Thugonomics was a heel gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a heel gimmick for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm good with that. What about Gunther really pulled you in, Troy?
Honestly, it's just he's selling it very well. Like, the whole character. Like, mm-hmm. he might not be the greatest in-ring, but that was a squash match, so it didn't really have to... be sold.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about a powerbomb finisher, just because we've seen the powerbomb reinvented.
The only thing is he doesn't, at least from what I've seen, no mic action, so.
Yeah, no, he it's going to take a minute. Yeah. He usually does have a faction with him. In NXT, he had a faction also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was definitely...
I got to get hip to him, so.
Gunther's pretty good. He was a big guy indies, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great wrestler. And then I think we've seen the powerbomb reinvented so many times that I'm over it as a finisher. Now that Wardlow does four of them.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right. I mean, he puts the guy's spine in through the concrete.
Yeah, he really drives you in that goddamn ring. But his powerbombs remind me of the Jackknife powerbombs of Big Diesel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yeah.
Like where it's like he doesn't really pull you down, he just kind of lets you go up top.
Yeah, they're pretty clean.
And then the Batista bomb was
top tier.
Spine busters also coming from Batista were incredible.
You know? He's the only one that really, for me, competed with the Rock spine busters.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes.
So
absolutely. Triple H's spine busters also.
Yeah.
Triple H is an incredible spine buster. And Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode had a great spine buster. Yeah,
it's the pop.
Honestly,
it's the way they pop after when they do it.
It's dragging them back as far as possible and then planting them, you know? Which, by the way, Bobby Roode doesn't get his shine, but whatever, you know? He could always go back to
NXT. Yeah, I really thought they were going to do something different with him because he was...
I loved Bobby Roode.
Especially at the end of his TNA run?
Yeah, yeah. He was... Yeah. He was the guy, bro.
They buried the hell out of him.
Well, they'll do that. They'll do that for sure.
But it didn't seem like that when he went to NXT, which I kind of didn't agree with him going. I'm like, what? He was just at the top of his game in TNA, Impact. And yeah, and then they put him in NXT, but it really worked out well, you know, what he did.
Absolutely. I agree.
You guys remember Beer Money?
I do.
Yes.
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah. I don't remember.
No,
that was his tag team he was with I can't think of the dude, like a cowboy with a duster, the whole deal. They just drank
cowboys.
Beer.
I can already think of two different people. Our gimmicks been used, right?
Right.
We're pretty over it, right? We've discussed that.
Yep.
All right, and so the first could be the first match, could have been the second. I'm trying to do highlights.
Yeah.
Really get through SmackDown. So right, we have Riddle versus Jey Uso. Pretty good match. Riddle's turned into a great wrestler.
Yes. He really is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He already beat Jimmy in the previous week with that that beautiful RKO spot.
But I credit a lot of it to Orton. He's pushing that kid.
Yeah, and which once
but
again...
But he's a sponge, he's actually able to perform, yeah.
Exactly.
To be able to do that, to even be that kind of sponge, because Orton himself was supposed to be a sponge inside of Evolution, but they had a fucking hard time with that kid. Orton was not... a great guy he won that belt way too early. He was not, but he's got documentaries. He'll tell you that himself. There's all kinds of stuff about the kind of guy Orton was at that time.
Yeah.
So, but this brings me back to the point though, also, like whenever we're not going to be familiar with a Riddle moveset, because once Orton and him split up, Orton takes his moveset with him. This guy's not going to be hitting RKOs, and DDTs through the middle of ropes. When he's not even wrestling with Randy Orton anymore.
Right.
You know?
Talking about the Spine Busters, too, I'm just thinking of the 20-year anniversary. That Scoop Slam.
Oh, that Body Slam? That's a great off the rope.
Yeah.
He's been doing that for forever.
Yeah, and it's fluid, just... fast. Yes. Yeah.
Just...
I mean...
It's perfect. It's
nobody does it like that. Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. That is not an easy move. You could just tell like it has to
be. He makes it look so easy.
Timing perfect every time.
Yes. From experience, I can tell you it's not easy. You know, I have a couple cousins that have caught those moves. horribly. Botched every single one of them. I got pretty clean with my RKOs, though. You know, but practice makes perfect.
But they are out of nowhere.
No, they're not. It's me. Hey, dude, just sit there for a second and don't move. That was it. And they're dumbasses.
Okay.
RKO out of nowhere. Dude, hit me back. Let's be even. Don't tell nobody. So Riddle wins this with a roll up.
Trust
what?
Me. No watch way. It like and a roll up.
Say what?
Yeah. There's yeah. No way. Apparently, that's more deadly than a finisher. Yeah, these roll ups are really really starting to get under my skin.
Are we able to gamble on like WWE matches, like picking?
Personally, we can. I feel like.
No, I'm talking about like legally. Like,
we do have a tiebreaker.
Anybody got a broken. Bookie? Anybody got a bookie? I'm gonna put.
We do.
Like yes. Thousands of money. On roll-up.
Thousands of money.
And that equates to
all the monies.
I'm gonna all the monies. Rubles.
I'm gonna win.
Rubles.
You're an idiot.
You don't be saying that.
Bring Mikey back.
Right. No. Yep. Troy button. Hit it.
It doesn't work no more.
There he goes.
We hit it too many times.
That was way too slow. Way sorry, too Chantel. Slow.
Yeah, right? She's not happy with the speed in which these buttons are hit.
What is she doing on Wednesday nights?
At least your girlfriend listens.
Right. Yeah. At least mine listens. I trained her that way. You know what I'm saying? You really got to...
She's telling
it's
you...
It's discipline is what it is.
She's
gotta
telling
really
you...
keep them disciplined.
You're not fast on the fingers. You need a little more practice.
I don't use my fingers, sir. We're past that. You know? I
you
done
always
that since high school.
You ever heard of foreplay?
Okay. We're going to keep this somewhat
PG?
Semi PG.
There ain't nothing PG about nothing.
Nah. All right.
Now we can.
All right.
We're
going
to lose our 15 listeners. Shout out to all 15 of you. We really appreciate
Shout
you guys.
Shout out to you guys. Hashtag finger banging. So, how. Bounce
chicken wow wow.
Right? So, with two wins,
you guys need to
grow up.
Rails.
Grow up. So with two wins for RK-Bro against individual Usos, how certain is it that they lose these tag belts?
Guaranteed.
Yeah,
it's gotta be. It's gotta be. Because then that's gonna cause the split and issues.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only. Yeah, I feel like it's the only direction.
It drives a new narrative.
Yeah, because what do you do with RK-Bro having both SmackDown titles
and Fan Raw poll? Titles? Fan poll next for this episode?
Fan poll?
Yeah.
Dude, look, we got a tiebreaker as it is. We need to figure this tiebreaker out. We waited on Troy to bring in...
No. Me and Mikey were supposed to go
Mikey,
half on
Mike,
that
Mikey
battle.
And I. Mikey and I.
Okay, Mikey and I...
There you go.
He had one
episode.
We were
going to get all the monies.
Yeah.
One episode and then dipped on me. He's like, no, you got the bottle on yourself. Like,
oh, I FaceTimed him earlier.
Mikey, I know you're listening. Fuck you.
I don't think he listens. So
what a
I
fucking
faced,
friend.
I know. So I FaceTimed him earlier, and we were getting the podcast all set up, and he was like, would love to be there.
Yeah, right.
This woman's like, when you drive your own car, you can be there as long as you want.
Damn!
Yeah. And I was like, that's a pretty good point, though, you know? That's a damn good point.
Hold on.
Still recording.
Oh, it says right air.
What?
What happened to the iPad is my question.
It's not going good.
Well, we're still recording.
Right? There's
yeah,
always that.
Good, yeah.
You know? That's a good time. You know? We're still...
Cut that way.
So, after, you know, after two wins for Riddle... And then an Orton celebration, and we're really over on this team right now. They're definitely losing those belts at Backlash. Definitely,
oh, yeah.
That belt is gone.
It for
is.
Sure.
Doesn't stand a chance of maintaining. It doesn't. And then now that the Bloodline will have unified the main roster belts and for the tag belts, like what are we?
What's the end game?
What? Yeah.
Yeah. Like what happens
doing?
Next?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they get, you know, the United States. And then they get the, the third Uso brother will probably come and unify
right.
The United States and Intercontinental belt.
Well,
and then Lance will be like,
theory
I'm a genius.
Just becomes part of that.
Well, oh, at this point, Chris sounds like you need to be
a writer.
Yeah.
Dude, it would be so much better. A lot darker, but it would be so much better.
No, I'd watch.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm bringing back the HLA. All right. It's coming. It's on its way. You know, but nobody asks me. They don't give me jobs. They just let me fucking cut hair for a living. So, you know, after this, we have Corbin and Madcap Moss. What do we care?
And the next match is?
Right? Yeah. Anyway. Oh, yeah. Corbin stole his trophy. And anyway.
That's the highlight of the whole
yeah.
fucking story.
So,
Corbin looks homeless to me.
Corbin. God, I love that guy, but it
happy
is
homeless Corbin.
Bring back fucking Baron Corbin.
Right.
Or just fire
hashtag
him.
Bring back. I'm putting that on.
What is Kentucky Waterfall?
No, that's got to stay gone. Right. That's got the mustache can go though. He can grow back that sort of beard if he wants to. Right. That long ass chin strap, which I rocked probably once upon a time. So Sami Zayn approaches Roman Reigns halfway through the night due to the main event match happening, which is going to be a lumberjack match between him and Drew McIntyre. We haven't seen a really good lumberjack match in a long time,
right?
Because it's WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember those were
yeah
good matches.
Yeah, great, and they were exciting. Yeah.
Right, very exciting. Yeah. You're like, what do you mean every superstar is going to be out there? Like, how's that even going to work?
Right.
And then sometimes the heel would fall amongst the heels. Heels would help him out. Like,
right.
Hey, man, just get up slow. But if he fell amongst the faces, got the shit kicked out mm-hmm. of him.
It
was pretty cool, you know? Not what happened.
Mm-mm.
But we'll get to that later.
Right.
All
right.
So he approaches Roman Reigns and the Usos in the locker room, starts kissing ass, trying to get some help with Drew McIntyre. Says, hey, man, heard Drew McIntyre was talking shit about your family, you know? Just went for the fucking gut. And
right.
then you just, because as a, you know, as a two belt wearing top guy.
Pie eating. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know where you're going.
Why wouldn't you believe Sami Zayn about anything?
Right.
Right? You know? Immediately takes it seriously, says, you guys. Make them acknowledge me. Which, you know.
It's a pretty good Roman Reigns impression.
I've worked on it.
Yeah.
I've worked on it. But, you know, immediately believes him. Tells both the Usos, hey, go get my name out their mouth, bitch. They're like, yeah, for sure.
Cuts the dogs off the leash.
Yeah, go. I know, right? He's like, hey, smaller Roman Reigns. You guys. Go get
and
our
don't
name
don't drink and drive while you're doing it.
Wow. The DUI video. Did I love that DUI video. Did you see how seriously yeah. he was taking
it's
it,
like
too?
It's like four parts, too.
He was like, well, I might not be able to walk straight because I just got surgery on my knee. They're like, no, it's fine. You're good.
You're like, do you have anything else like diabetes? He's like, no. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Which one do you have?
Yeah,
one
diabetes.
Or two?
I got
two.
Them all.
One.
I got three.
Two.
Diabetes three. It's two and one.
Right.
I don't know if you do math. I got diabetes three.
The earlier video, too, they were doing the field sobriety, and he's like, well, I passed it before the last time. He's like, well, good. I hope you pass it again. He's like, why would you say that? He's like, say what? He's like, why would you say that, bro? He's like,
drunk
what are you talking
shit?
About?
Yeah.
So I don't understand. Why would you say that?
Right there. I'd have been like, you know what? I don't even
need
a test.
Did I want you to pass
right.
this field sobriety?
I got
it's like, all right, dude.
Yeah, dude, you ever got hit with a Samoan drop? I can't do it right now, but have you ever been
right.
hit by one?
He was so mad. I'm like, why are you mad? Because you know you're drunk?
And then he would smile hard.
Right.
And he was so focused on his steps. So good for him.
Did you drink tonight? Yeah, I had some drinks.
Yeah. You gave it the old college
drinks.
Try.
I had some drinks.
I had some drinks.
I think drinks.
That's every time Boobs gets pulled over. You want to see some titties?
Oh, wow.
Oh, go away. All right. And then, you know, RK Bro was definitely talking shit, apparently. And McIntyre, so that's always nice. Right away, Roman's like, go fuck him up. So they decide to, you know, go to the Lumberjack match. They even got their own entrance. Everybody else had to come out to the SmackDown theme song, but the Usos got their own entrance. After the two guys that are wrestling, which makes no sense to me, but I guess it's a little highlight on them being side, like if you weren't paying attention. And the match was, as we can all assume, not great. Pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty bad. Got
six,
thrown out.
6 out of 10.
Oh, fuck.
Lower.
Dude.
Lower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
3.8. How do you fuck up a lumberjack match? How does the guy escape a lumberjack match? He still escaped, dude.
Yep. I feel bad for the fans in attendance. I mean, like,
yeah,
think about that was their main lumberjack, event. Yeah. And you're like, oh, really?
Yeah, what happened in the lumberjack match? Oh, the other guy ran away.
From all the people? Wait, yeah. Wait,
surrounded. Yeah,
the roster. He ran away from he's really fast. Roster. He's fast.
I don't know if you guys have known this. Sami Zayn is definitely known for his speed.
Well, yep. They need to make a new movie and put that motherfucker in escape plan.
Absolutely. Prison Break?
Yep.
Starring Sami Zayn.
Classic.
Yeah, and, you know, basically, that was SmackDown. So, as fun as that sounded, it was even more fun watching.
No.
I literally would rather rip my dick off and throw it in the river than to ever watch that again.
Not even a half an hour in. Scrolling TikTok. Blink.
Yeah.
Yep, basically.
It's not much. Bloop.
Yeah.
Like one of those. Bloop. Yeah. It's not a big noise. So.
You can see. Dude. It's so, getting a little uncomfortable down there.
Yeah, it made me feel bad about myself. And that's not what this podcast is about, you know. So, fast forward to the actual good segment.
I was excited for this segment.
Pretty happy how it turned out. We started with a Randy Orton 20-year package.
Did you say package?
Yes, I did. But it was definitely very... very exciting to see, just to relive a lot of those moments that you might have forgot about,
yeah,
or needed some slight remembering, because there's so many Randy Orton moments, and it was beautiful just to see him, even when he came out pre-Evolution, you know, hardly any tattoos, with his bangs all spiked up,
pretty boy,
yeah,
getting his roll hot up, pants,
yeah, roll up wins over Hardcore Holly.
Roll up started back then.
Roll ups, dude.
Roll up.
Let me find out he's the reason we have some right. Fucking roll ups now. I'm gonna have to talk with him.
That's good shit.
I'm like, look, Rand.
Well, he's your father, man. You just gotta go talk to him.
Yeah. I don't call him dad, though. I call him Randy.
You're not my real dad.
Yeah. I'm unless you wanna be.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, Randy. I don't like the roll ups you did, man.
Bruh.
But, yeah. So then. You know, celebration. Randy talks his little shit for a little while. Then we have Cody Rhodes in the ring, embraces him. That's a great moment. That's a great moment.
That was a good moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I expected it.
Feel good moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Expected an RKO at some point, though. Can't be.
It's
the
coming.
Only one.
Hey, I was gonna say, I'm sure
it's about,
coming.
We're about it's maybe coming. 2 months
I'm
away
sure
from
it's
that.
Coming.
Yeah. That's. It's just, you know, you never know with that guy.
Them losing the belts is going to start the whole process.
Mm-hmm. And then Seth interrupts.
Of course.
Yeah.
Him in his ugly ass green suit.
I love it.
I fucking love that suit.
I love it.
That was a great suit. I liked it.
Dude, this guy, he's missed lately as far as his drip goes, but right. He was pretty on for that.
Looked like he just jumped off a box of Lucky Charms. That was good. You're a jerk. Don't touch the buttons anymore.
That was fast, wasn't it? Anyway, I'm actually like really into everything Seth Rollins does. I am a Seth Rollins.
I'm with you.
If he interrupted every single segment, I would love it. You know, and then we got a big you know, a big interaction from Elias's brother Ezekiel, which was fun.
Right.
That was fun. He hopped in the ring trying to, you know, break it up, you know.
He's like, well, me and my brother used to watch you 20 years ago.
Yeah, when I was this big.
Right.
And then Kevin Owens.
Liar!
No! Liar!
Right. You liar! He's lying!
We love. You're a liar! Yeah,
that's Elias!
Right. We love that. We love that so much. And then I love that Randy Orton shook his hand in the middle of the ring and said, what, Ezekiel? Okay, nice to meet you. Right.
Trying not to laugh. I turn my head. Absolutely.
Honestly, I don't see the reason for Ezekiel. Elias was so over it.
Right.
I don't know why.
It's like, hey, you doing great? You having a good time?
Let's make you a little less over.
Yeah, the crowd loves you. You having fun out there? Shave the fucking beard, dude.
Yeah.
Cut the goddamn hair.
Let's see those Ezekiel pot marks.
Now. Yeah.
Pot marks.
Yeah, absolutely. Shave that. Let's see that fucking... That fucking Lindale Road pothole face, motherfucker. Like, let's see all that.
Is this Brook Park, or is that your face?
And right, exactly. For Parma natives, Brook right? Park.
Shout out to Parma.
Sort of. And then, I mean, Brook Park's like the happy little middle ground. That's the only way I separate Cleveland and Parma.
I use Snow Road.
Now it's Snow Road.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, everything north of Snow is South Cleveland.
Right.
And then south of Snow is Parma.
Nice. So is Cleveland slowly getting bigger?
No, it just, we consider it that.
Oh, has that always been a thing?
For the past 10 years.
No way.
If you take a house.
It's like a cancer.
Two blocks.
It's like a cancer.
You take a house two blocks south and move it north, you lose 30, 40 grand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Like, the city of Parma has a hard pushback at Snow Road. People who live south of Snow are like pushing, like, fuck you, dude. You ain't coming this way.
And welcome to the Parmanolics
right.
Podcast.
Right.
Parma knowledge on you.
Oh, dude. Listen.
Parma bougie.
I've been Cleveland my whole life, but I'm ready to switch brands, bro.
Welcome to the team.
I am. I'm ready. Cleveland, I've had some good lessons. You know, a lot of hard lessons with Cleveland. I'm ready to enjoy my time free of all that, though.
Moving on.
I'm moving on, dude. I'm
on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, I'm a North Worthington guy right now. But, you know, we all knew that was going to be short-lived.
Yep.
Yeah, $1,300 for a rent apartment. Yeah.
Hard pass.
What?
I'm rich. So, there's that.
I can afford it, but I don't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't blame you.
I'm okay on it. So, I'm ready to join the team, guys. I'm going to be a Parma guy.
Welcome to the suburbs.
Let's do it. You know? And then, so, back to Raw. We have Ezekiel break it up. And then we have super kicks happening and punches. And then an RKO. Because why wouldn't you start off Raw with an RKO?
I mean,
you know?
On the 20
and then
years.
Pierce, which I don't know where his authority lies. If it's Raw or SmackDown.
Right.
But he comes out, makes a match, says, you know, it's going to be a 8-man tag. And we have the team of RK-Bro, Ezekiel, and I forget.
Cody.
Cody
Rhodes.
Barely in the match, I felt like.
Just there for his name.
Yeah, like, not yet. That was definitely a pull. You know, to get people to come to Raw in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I don't honestly. He hardly had any spots in that match.
And guess what? Yeah. Cody's gonna be there,
right?
No way!
Yeah, he's gonna have an entry. That's about it.
He's gonna wear his tights.
Yeah.
Jump off the rope, kick the face.
Yeah, set up for an RKO. I liked it though.
That was the highlight of.
That was a great spot.
Yeah,
that was a great spot.
Oh yeah.
But you know, we have. RK Bro, you know, Ezekiel and Cody Rhodes versus the team of Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, and the Usos. Great. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. It was produced well.
I liked it.
Just feel like Ezekiel was like the
thrown
guy.
Into it. Yeah.
But it kind of works.
It does.
He just happened to be standing in the ring.
Yeah, right.
Throw you in there, dude. You need
a fork. I think the whole Ezekiel thing is just some of the luck that WWE has. It's popular beside itself because it is so stupid. But people love it because it is that dumb.
But through the years, and how Vince many people
have they had? Right. And Vince doesn't get that until he almost, it's like right smack in front of his face, you know?
Yeah. No, I almost hate Vince with everything in
it. Right.
You know, if he wasn't so goddamn awesome, I would hate him for this. If Tony Khan can never get away with the shit we let Vince get away with.
No.
If that guy even breathes one, we're
listen,
like, hey.
I'm an AEW mark and I love Tony Khan, but I mean, he's been doing it for 5 minutes. I'm sorry. I mean,
yeah.
Mad props, but I mean, yeah.
I'm pretty over Tony Khan coming out and talking.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
It's a little too often.
Yeah. Yeah, he's taking more control, and we can sort of see that with the momentum slowing a bit in AEW, but I'm still excited for an MJF Wardlow match. So, I mean, that's not that bad.
And who wins that match?
Yeah, you can't have MJF lose again.
No.
But in what world do we believe MJF beats Wardlow in anything?
I think they plan it right afterwards, I think Wardlow could be okay right after, you know?
Yeah, I agree, for sure. So, back to Raw. We have a Bianca Belair and Sonya Deville championship match. Anyway. Next.
Change the rules.
This one's exciting. Omos versus Bobby Lashley in arm wrestling.
Good
job, Troy. Fast draw McGraw. It was. Fast draw McGraw. He did great.
Hour of filler on a 3-hour show.
$1 million move, 10-cent finish. I'm pretty.
Perfect timing there.
Yeah, I'm definitely over Omos.
Yes.
And not in the good way. I'm done with you. Go away forever. With all 8 of your teeth. Leave. know? That dude's got 8 teeth and 4 of them are in his pocket, dude. That was a good one. Oh, now do it.
Yay.
I'll be here all week. Don't worry about it. But, and then as for the main event, I almost missed something. Guys, we got a return.
Oh.
We got a big return. Becky Lynch.
Oh, wrong one.
Damn it. All right, Troy one.
Becky Lynch comes back to the ring in this stupid fucking outfit, which I hated.
Yep. She looked like a Spice Girl.
I still love her.
That had sex with a member of KISS.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah. It was bad.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
A little late. Yeah. It felt right. You know, comes out with a promo talking about how maybe she needs to fall down to shoot far, and great promos. She's great enthusiasm. You could tell Seth's been working with her.
Yeah, she's getting better.
She's getting better for sure. And she's even starting to get a little crazy. I'm like, okay, maybe you've been copying, pasting a little bit. Especially with the drip god shit. I feel like she's in that direction too. She's
trying too hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, she says, I mean, once I become champion, who's going to beat me? Not this person. Not that person. Not Bianca. Not Charlotte. Not who else, huh? Stacy Keibler. She can never come back and beat me. You know, Sable.
Lita.
Lita. She can come back. Trish Stratus. You know. The fabulous Moolah. Died. So she's definitely not coming back.
China. You know?
China. She's not coming back either. Yeah. Oh my God, out of nowhere. The corpse of China. Anyway.
Her titties are still alive.
Right? Xbox still trying to fuck.
But her wiener got away.
That's one big bitch.
That's a good one. Then out of nowhere, we have a return. Yay! Yeah, you gotta hold it.
Oh, okay.
Yay!
Yeah, that's what
Asuka's
she said.
Back! Asuka's back! I love Asuka.
Yeah,
we love Asuka. Love Asuka.
Round of applause for Asuka.
Round of applause for Asuka. Got him. But definitely excited for an Asuka return. I definitely missed her. But I thought there was immediate. It didn't make sense that there was some shit talking immediately. Made no sense because when Becky left, when she got pregnant, and she dropped the belt, she chose to give it to Asuka. You would think you'd be a little appreciative.
Yes.
But instead, immediately, they're like, nah, they're WWE fans. They got ADHD.
Right,
they don't
right.
Remember. They don't no remember. Way they remember that.
No, they got pissed off and didn't watch for so fucking long, they forgot. And then they're like, oh, we're going to watch again.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely. Asuka's back. Yeah, and which we love Asuka. We love that. You know, that those matches were always timeless. I love those matches. You know, and then we get a nice little flick to the nose mid-speech. You know, Asuka flicks the shit out of her, which I loved.
Yeah, I mean, and then cut a wicked long promo on her. Asuka gonna beat you. Oh. Yeah.
Like,
that was
it. Like Family Guy Chinese right, people. Right.
you racist bastard.
Racist bastard. You know, I couldn't. I saw it happen. And she's like, nobody's ready for Asuka. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. I'm like, I'll let that
sounds
slide.
More like a South Park Asian person.
You blow down my shitty bra. Yeah. Goddamn Mongolians. My shiwa. But it was definitely great to see Asuka back, so we're gonna get some good promos, good matches.
Some green mist,
you know, which we haven't seen since Tajiri, which is, it was nice to bring that back. Yeah, I could do without the green makeup. We get it. You use the mist. We don't need to see it.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not into it.
I dig it a little bit, but.
Like, it's cool. It's like a cool little thing, but like, yeah, like, we get it. You do the green mist, for sure.
Absolutely. It's not like Randy Orton comes out with fucking snakes all over his face.
I know, right?
He's like, hey, dude, I'm a viper. And we're like, no, we heard you.
Well, I mean, what's the next phase, though? Same.
Legend. Just legend Randy Orton. I think right. That's where we end, man. And he's brought that also, so that's pretty cool. And then we got the main event. The match, very, like we've said before, very great match. I definitely, we had an RKO party.
Yep.
Oprah was handing them out.
Yeah.
You get an RKO, yep, and you get an RKO.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to hit the button on that one. You know. But it was definitely a giant RKO party, man. Like, everybody just had their necks out. Like, yeah, just, you know, if it's there.
Hit it.
Yeah, and it was all vintage Orton moves. We even had the, what is that? It's like sort of a German suplex onto the announce table.
Yeah.
You know? Which were always nice. I loved when he did that move to the Singh brother. That was, and he fucking dropped him on his neck. And he even broke character. He walked away like, oh, shit. Fuck that dude up. Yeah, that dude weighed 95 pounds. Why the fuck would you throw him on his head like that?
I don't think we've seen him after that.
No, we didn't. Maybe let me find out. He started, you know, throwing people on their necks too, and it's his fault. Fucking Ridge Holland. You know, rest in peace to Big E.
Oh, man. Bastards.
But, we had a great RKOs. Very great spots, little bit of Cody, even less of Ezekiel. it doesn't even feel right.
No.
It hurts me to say.
Walk with Ezekiel.
Yeah, that doesn't even. Yeah, because WWE stands for. Shut the fuck up. That's what the fuck it stands for. Shut
fuck
up.
Fuck you, Ezekiel.
Yeah, fuck you, Ezekiel. Yeah, perfect. You know, I'm already over the gimmick. Any of those stupid. Fucking Road Warrior armbands with the streams hanging down.
Terrible tassels.
I'm Elias' little brother, Ezekiel.
Look at my tassels.
Look at my tassels. Take me seriously. No, we won't.
Sorry.
We won't. But even with the subtle fuck-ups, because we never get a completely great Raw or SmackDown.
Nope.
SmackDown was miles below Raw this week. And I was very excited. Kind of was chubbed up. Kind of got a Nick Chubb, dude. I was very excited about the Monday Night Raw this week, mainly because of Randy Orton.
Yeah, it was hyped up all week.
Yeah, it was. Monday Night Raw. Absolutely, it was.
Yeah, social media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were big. Which we hate.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that WWE leaks so much or informs us so much. Need to know.
That's what takes away from like everything.
It does.
Everything hits social media, whether it's reports, fucking leaks, shit like that.
Dirt sheets.
Yeah, dirt sheets. I refuse to look at a dirt sheet. I don't want to know. Even though I know, I don't want to know.
Joe Dirt sheets.
So, SmackDown, we're rating it. I got 3.8. Boogs.
Did not play.
Based on what you heard. Not great.
0.0.
I think you're being generous with 3.8.
Wow. I don't think it was that bad. I thought it was a 3.8.
It was trash.
I was being nice and giving the 6.
Yeah, that's way too nice. That's way too nice. I guess. Monday Night Raw.
7.8999.
Also, almost a 7. Basically,
yeah. I'm at a 7.5 just because I think it could have been better.
I was going to say 7.5. Could have been better. Five. Little that drawn out in spots.
Boogs really stuck up for Raw. That never happens.
No.
Good for you.
Especially as of lately, it's just been promo after promo. Oh, match. Okay.
Yeah.
Too much filler.
One promo, then a promo, then a filler.
But a little less arm wrestling. Like
we're wrestling again.
A little less
what's
arm
next,
wrestling.
What's next, like thumb wrestling?
Are we going to get bring back the bench press competition?
Right.
Who can bench press more?
They could at least just throw a squat smash in there. Like,
yeah. Just throw just.
How about the Chris Brawl Masters. For All? That was real successful.
Bring back the Master Lock Challenge. With what's Chris left Masters. Of Chris Masters.
Right.
Have you seen him lately?
No.
I was like, shit.
Really?
Well, he's in shape, but he's not Chris
he's
Masters.
He's not Chris
shape.
Masters.
Yeah. Ooh. So I was a fan.
Bow to your master.
But I definitely think there's a lot of room for improvement, and I very much believe we're getting way
the
too
Transformers
many, right?
here.
We're getting way too many promos, and they're not even great promos.
No,
you know. And by the way. Little match I chose not to even acknowledge, but I see relevance in it now. Damian Priest beat Finn Balor again. Clean.
So stupid.
Just send him back to NXT if you're going to keep using him like
just
that.
Get rid of him.
Let him go to AEW.
Let him go to AEW.
Please.
By the way, I was thinking today, I cannot wait for a Kenny Omega return.
I was thinking about that too because he's been... Getting a little chatty on Twitter.
Has he?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he has.
It's been funny as hell, too.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't even think I follow Kenny Omega.
Really?
Yeah.
There's just other stuff I've been seeing him posted about, so I'm going to have to start following
him. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm ready for an Omega return now, man.
Did you guys hear about the AEW video game, though?
I heard
rumblings.
I've seen, like, some...
But what do you think? Does it look decent?
No.
Oh.
Well, it depends on the engine they use. You know, they're obviously not going to get 2K love.
No.
You're right.
No.
And I was watching the 2K at TJ's house.
Oh, dude.
And that's just on the Xbox One, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You're doing well for yourself. Get that boy a new Xbox, man.
So. No. He's a shit. He's got an Xbox One S. He's good.
Yeah, he'll be.
No, but it looked great on there. So
it did.
I need to pull the trigger on it.
Absolutely.
Do you have it yet?
What, 2K22?
Yeah.
The game?
No. I just started playing Grand Theft Auto again.
I've been trying.
I haven't played that in a
while. I've had it downloaded since
long.
It came out.
What?
And since it came out, I've been trying to get him to download the game. He won't do it.
Which one?
The new
2K22.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You have it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got the NWO package. It came with everything.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
He's rich. He's rich. Yeah, this guy makes a lot of money.
No. I threw it on the credit card. I'll pay it off in 6 months.
Anytime he makes a big purchase, I'm like, oh, somebody's doing well. He's like, credit card, dude. Credit card. I was like, dude, is that Charmin toilet paper? He's like, credit card, dude. Credit card.
But my asshole's soft.
Oh, you never skimp on toilet paper.
Yeah. That could be a podcast right in itself right there.
I'm not interested in that podcast.
Quality TP.
We'll talk after the show.
I need TV for my Bungor.
Right? But, you know, that wraps up a much shorter, for once, episode of the Razor's Edge Wrestling Podcast.
But, you know, if you want, we want to talk a little bit about AEW.
I've been waiting for you to chime in.
Yeah.
I've been leaving it in your hands, dude. I take the lead, bro. Take the reins. Well,
maybe a little bit of communication next
time. There you go. Right away. Go ahead and take it away. You inform us on what happened on AEW.
Take it away, Boots.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Turn balls off the lights. Balls in your court.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Well, there was a hell of a match between Dustin Rhodes with CM Punk.
Really?
That was actually a pretty quality match. Really? Do you know? Didn't watch?
I didn't watch at all.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I watched Rampage.
Right. Oh really?
Yeah, Friday.
Dustin could still
work. Yeah, I didn't really like Rampage. Rampage was really...
I watched it and then forgot it.
Yeah, right.
It was like, yeah, it wasn't anything special.
I definitely think Dustin could still work. He's working at a high level also.
Yeah. I mean, that match honestly could have went either way.
So I'm guessing CM Punk ended up winning.
Yep. But again, we're just kind of building for the Hangman, CM Punk, probably the next pay-per-view.
Does Punk take the belt?
That's what I'm wondering. And if he does, it's not going to be long.
I don't think he does. I don't think Punk gets the belt.
I don't know. I'd like to see it, but I mean, what does it do?
Nothing.
He doesn't do anything, yeah.
Nothing. No, you're going to take away your primetime mid-card guy.
Yeah.
Because honestly, he's a great mid-card, and then he's also a great main event.
Mm-hmm.
But with your main event, you know, that's been mostly Hangman Adam Page and Adam Cole.
Bay. But let's throw this scenario.
Okay.
So what are we at May? The pay-per-view is when?
June?
No, that's the one new... That's like the...
Forbidden Door.
Yeah. But there's one before that, I believe.
Mm. Is it Double or Nothing?
I think it's Double or Nothing. So, if he wins it there, then what if he goes... Just as hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the Forbidden Door, and Kenny Omega comes back, because that's a perfect time for Kenny to come back.
True.
And they've been kind of foreshadowing it a little bit because of his New Japan ties.
Maybe Switchblade fucks him over. Not right, Kenny, but fucks over CM Punk.
They could, but maybe Kenny comes back in the picture and gets his belt back from CM Punk, and maybe they start a little program.
Yeah, no, that's
I'd
what
I'd love to see that.
Because with Switchblade coming out, and he's saying it's not just a Bullet Club thing, it's an All Elite thing, you know, with that click. So I'm pretty much assuming, like, maybe Kenny would come back and Switchblade would help. We're going to see some sort of interaction, some kind of interruption in a match from Switchblade. I definitely believe that.
Yeah.
Because how do you bring New Japan into a pay-per-view and not use its hottest faction?
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, the faction transcends actually all of wrestling at this
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. Yeah, just because... It's rooted in basically all of the promotions.
Yeah.
Bullet Club has a huge piece in all of them.
Yeah, I mean, Finn just posted something on his Instagram. He's just sitting at the edge of a ring, and it's that in the background, but it's like kind of like shaded out a little bit, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's currently...
It's a Bullet Club logo?
Yeah, it's legit, and it says Bullet Club. It doesn't say, like, whatever his... Yeah, or Finn Club or whatever the hell...
The Finn Club. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Let me see.
That's an incredible picture.
Yeah, it's actually pretty sweet.
He's got a bunch of belts there, too.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Is that foreshadowing? Is he finishing up?
I fucking hope so.
Right?
I hope so. Maybe that's why... I mean, to be honest, if he was like, yeah, man, I'll put over all these guys before I leave.
Yeah.
That's a great way to
I
leave.
Could see him doing it.
Me also, dude. He's got all his accolades behind him. And he's even got the demon behind him also.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. With the big Bullet Club logo. That's... I mean, he obviously didn't make the art. The art was made for him. He even tagged the artist in it.
Mm-hmm.
But why post that?
Yeah.
You know? Why post that? Because a lot has to get ran by WWE.
Yeah, they're not going to love that.
Oh, yeah.
No, they hate that every time. They definitely do. But I'm definitely going to go ahead and say it, man. I'm all for Finn leaving. Finn's got to go.
Yeah.
He's got to get out of WWE. He's getting squashed. On another AEW side note, though, Jade Cargill, I'm a huge fan.
Well, then you should watch Rampage because it was half. It was she was half the show.
Yeah, her match.
Yeah, it was really long.
Her match was. I like the white hair better than I like the green hair, but the green hair goes with her name, Jade, and all that.
But it was a good match. It was just a little long.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like I felt like they just didn't have enough to fill that episode this week.
They don't have really anybody that
can you run 30 minutes?
Right. Yeah. You're not doing nothing tonight, right? But I definitely think that, like, you know, you have people like Tay Conti who's done matches with her, and she just couldn't keep up. She's not a great wrestler.
No, she's just a she's pretty just girl.
Incredibly fucking hot.
Right.
That's all it fucking is, dude. But, you know, oh, special guest, Bear. What's up, buddy?
What's up, bud?
He's got blue hair. That's cool.
Blue hair don't care.
I heard that.
Yeah, no hair.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, the carpet matches the drapes, bro.
He's like TMI.
But, you know, with that special guest appearance, we're going to go ahead and call it an episode. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. If you are, if you're not, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, and tell some people.
Tell some people. You know, once again, this is the good brother, Christian Blends. Matt. Boogs, Troy Johnson, baby, and once again, you know I can never forget you, dude. You know, you're gonna have an entrance one day, and it's gonna be miraculous.
We'll figure it out.
It'll be over.
It'll
the
be
phone.
Glorious.
Over the phone,
glorious.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, baby.
All right.